It's 9:30, and it's time now to talk cars because it's time for the Car Talk program. And here is Brad Dungeness with us. How you doing, Brad?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing great.
I need a new watch.
Glad to be back in town. It's been a busy day, busy week. Getting back from spring break, and just been very busy. It's been amazing the last few weeks this month for us.
Wow.
It's I know when people drive by, they're always asking, "Where are all the cars?" And boy, we got a shipment of Toyotas in last night, and we had people all over them looking at them as they came off the truck.
Great. Just like the old days, man.
It's kind of interesting. I don't understand exactly what's going on, but we have people probably been reading about the chip shortage still. They've been rolling plant shutdowns, so the inventory of new vehicles is getting a little bit scarce out there, and people are definitely aware of that, and, you know, they're reserving their vehicles before they show up and buying them right when they come off the trucks. And we are definitely selling at a fast pace right now on pretty much across the board on all our vehicle lines and different types of vehicles. And as a result of that, you know, there's some great news for customers that are in the market right now, because what's happening is the used new vehicle supply is kind of pretty low compared to where we are traditionally. I'd say I saw something in the automotive news where the industry's been running in the 60-day and under kind of mode on vehicles on the ground for a while now, and normally they'll be more on the order of over 100 days supply on the ground. So pretty low inventories. What that's done is raised used car values for sure. So right now, if you've got a vehicle to trade in or if you're looking to sell one, now is a great time for that. We're looking for inventory. It's been a big theme recently on the show, but we've been out there buying cars on the service drive and reaching out to our customers and offering to purchase their vehicles back. Just because we need more inventory on our used car lot, because they have been selling like crazy, too.
Wow-wee. So things are hopping out there, as you say.
Yeah, it's been a hot spring so far. We're really glad with that and getting ready. You know, we're also nearing the end of truck month. That's one of the things going on. We're seeing a lot of, you still have some great incentives despite the relatively low inventory. And actually, on the Ford side, you know, it's fairly good. We've got a pretty good inventory of F-150, a little bit short supply on Super Duty, but we have some great inventory in stock on both vehicles, Ranger, Explorer, Escape. They're doing great, and it is truck month, so there's great incentives on all that. On the Toyota side, we still have, we've got I think just one Tundra on the ground and a couple Tacomas and one 4Runner. And I know Toyota has reduced incentives the last couple months as inventories have tightened up, and they've signaled that they're going to drop the rebates altogether on Tundra and 4Runner in April. So if you're looking in the market for a Tundra or a 4Runner, right now is a great time to buy. There are still rebates on them, and I think with the supply getting so short, they're going to eliminate them next month.
Hmm. Wow.
Yep. So the other thing we've got going on is, and we're getting ready for, is our big anniversary month coming up next month. As you know, Tom, my grandfather moved the dealership from Western Oklahoma, or purchased the dealership from Western Oklahoma here in Bartlesville in 1941 in April, and we are so glad to be here still in Bartlesville 80 years later and celebrating our anniversary. It's going to be a great party next month. We're going to have specials throughout the store. We're going to talk a lot about on our social media, on Facebook and in the store and on our websites. We're going to tell a lot of stories about what's gone on through the years, everything from the sponsorship programs like the baseball team. That, you know, I always get a kick out of thinking about the fact that we're in the Guinness Book of Records for being the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, sponsoring the Dungeness Ford Indians all these years. Great American Legion baseball program and just an outstanding team. I know we're getting ready for that season coming up, starting in a couple months, and we'll be happy to be celebrating our 81st year sponsoring that team.
Wow.
which is really amazing when you think about it. 81 years, all those young men that played on that team, all the families that drove them to all the games, that, you know, and not just that year when they're playing for the Indians, of course, because we all know that have had kids who played sports. It starts a lot earlier than that if you end up playing on a club team like that. You probably likely started when you were in grade school, and your parents have been taking you to practice and games, you know, through the years. You know, my wife yesterday was out on the road going to soccer matches. We had three in one day.
Oh, my.
During school. Hard to imagine, but two JV games and one club game in the evening, and more today, and we're off out of town for a tournament in Kansas City this weekend. So.
Wowee.
It doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't.
So I commit. I understand what those folks on the baseball team go through. So that's why we love to remember their efforts and all that. And that's, as you know, Tom, that's just one of the things that we've done through these mm-hmm. years. You know, whether it's just every different program from Mutual Girls Club, or you know, one of our great programs here that my grandmother was so involved in, and has really blossomed in the last few years here in Bartlesville, to the Boys and Girls Club, to the YMCA, to the Livestock Show and the 4-H and FFA programs, and the arts programs, whether it's the Children's Musical Theater or the ballet or what goes on at the Price Tower. You know, we try to be everywhere with our customers in all those venues and helping really make Bartlesville a great place to be and live.
Wow, I tell you what, it's more than just selling cars. It's being a part of the community, and it's being a part of everybody's lives right here in our town. And there's a lot of touches to be made.
Well, it is that. And, you know, that's one of the things about being in business is you get to meet all kinds of people. You work with all kinds of people here in the dealership, and you do see lots of sparks and things created and things that get started. I got a great letter from one of our customers this week. It was actually a response to one of my letters out to people to buy their car back. And she's the daughter of one of our great customers. But she's been out driving one of her Ford Focus around the country, giving away books. And she sent me some media that had covered her. She's just a great example of a Bartlesville person going around the world, helping people. You know, it's great to hear those stories about people that make a difference in the world and that come from Bartlesville. There sure are a lot of them.
There are, thankfully, too.
Yeah. So there's a lot of other stuff going on, Tom. I know that we talked a little bit about the car deal stuff.
But yes.
Today is, as Elder Care's Day of Giving drive-through fundraising event. We've talked about that before on the show, but if you want to come swing by the Elder Care location at 1223 Swan Drive, or call Elder Care at 918-336-8500, or you can go to eldercare.org to get more information. But these are it's a great opportunity to help Elder Care and their programs out there. It's a new fundraising event with the changes this year. They've come up with a very creative way to help draw attention to their programs and organization and help raise money. So that's going on today. And again, call 918-336-8500 if you're interested in more information on that. I also have been interestingly watching the great work down at Unity Square. They're getting ready to install some more of the art outside the Price Tower and a community center there at the park. And I hopefully people will get out and check that out as spring comes around here. Mm-hmm. I know the Price Tower staff is rapidly getting ready to reopen up the kitchen downstairs and start doing the outdoor food service again. We've been working inside to remodel some of the first floor in the gallery and what used to be the gift shop area.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to have a gift shop, but we've got some indoor seating in there now for dining, so we'll be able to to accommodate people, whatever the weather is, if it's too hot or raining, and have food service on the ground floor as well as the copper upstairs. And really excited about that because despite the strange opening to the Unity Square last year when we were all ready to get going and then the pandemic came in and we kind of had to shut things down for a while. It sure was popular with people last summer.
And it was.
Out and they've been out. I've seen this spring already a bunch of people out doing the exercise programs and taking advantage of the good weather we've had. And, so I know it's going to be really popular this year as things start opening up more and we can start having some big events and concerts and things down there. It's going to be so exciting. And we're at the Price Tower, and I just put the asterisks out there. I am on the board of the Price Tower, been on their board for many years, so that's what I'm talking about a lot. But they do a lot of work, and we're really excited to get more people down there and into the tower. It's such an important asset for our community, but it does often get overlooked. People look at it and wonder, well, what is that building? And it's owned by a nonprofit organization. Our main purpose is to really preserve and protect the building. Beyond that, though, the building itself needs people, and it wouldn't have a life if it didn't have people going in there every day. So our art programs and our architecture and design programs are all designed to help connect people, to inspire people in those areas, but really almost more importantly, to get people in the tower, to expose to them what a great unique building it is and what a piece of our heritage in Bartlesville it is. It's a truly unique Frank Lloyd Wright's only skyscraper. It was built here in Bartlesville for the Price Pipeline Company and later purchased by Phillips Petroleum Company and given to the Price Tower Arts Center. The original founders had this dream of creating an art center and a sculpture garden in Bartlesville. And with the green outside now, our tower center, Unity Square, and the continued progress at the Price Tower and in Bartlesville in general, that you really see that dream coming true now. It's been really exciting for us.
Well, I tell you what, it's a really a beautiful piece of town there, and it seems to be where the action is. I know that a lot of businesses are starting to kind of migrate over into that area too. So,
as that plan came together, because I was on some of the steering committees that worked on that, and a few years ago was involved in the chamber as some of the stuff started really percolating. That was part of the plan is, if this community is going to make an investment like that into a park, it should be something that will draw people and enough people down there to support businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Create a tax revenue to pay for, more fire and police and road work and all the stuff that our city needs tax revenue for.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it does all work together like that. That's a great point, Tom, because as we hope, obviously, to have a thriving downtown here in Bartlesville, and that community investment, I think, is a great way to help support that, because those amenities really do help draw people from not just from Bartlesville, but from the surrounding area and communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once we can start showing off our venue a little bit more, having some great events out there at Unity Square, it's going to become just more and more popular. You see things like the park in Tulsa, the gathering place, the green in downtown Tulsa. You see how those things attract and draw people, and it's certainly going to help us here in Bartlesville.
Well, I think we got a real good glimpse of it last summer, if you will. We had maybe a half a summer and during COVID.
Yep.
And look at
look
at the crowds it safely drew.
Yeah, no, it really did. And mm-hmm. and even through that whole thing, I went to a band concert last fall out there where we were all masked and distanced and the band was singing, the high school band, or choir rather, and it was awesome and unique.
So,
but really exciting for us this spring to get that all that going, and there's just so much going on in Bartlesville as usual, and here at Dungis, I know the other things we're still dealing with is our busy service departments. They have been fairly busy. We've had ever since the strange weather in February,
mm-hmm.
We've been kind of slammed, and it is. So give us a call. Go ahead and get on the website and schedule your appointment online there if you're needing maintenance. We've got some great discount specials on our website. So while you're up there scheduling your maintenance, you might look through those coupons and make sure that you know what the best deals are. If there's something there good for you, there's some that are just based on how much you spend. You get a certain percentage off, and others that have great deals on things like tires, brakes, batteries. Sometimes on our oil changes, mm-hmm. and things like that. So it is, it's worth going online and checking those discounts out. While you're there, you can look at all our vehicles in stock. We go to great effort to take pictures of all our vehicles and put good descriptions of them up there. So you can shop from the comfort of your home and really get a great experience pricing out the vehicle, adding mm-hmm. your trade, going through the credit process. You can do all that online if you want, or give us a call and we'll help you do it. You can go to DungisChoice.com, and from there you can go to our Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln showroom, and take it from there. It's pretty easy to navigate mm-hmm. your way in to find the vehicles you're looking for. If you don't see what you want, which, as we talked earlier in the show, there's inventory is kind of tight right now. We still can trade for just about anything,
mm-hmm.
And we'll go out and get it for you. If there's something that you need, that we'll go find it. And then I wanted to also talk about some of the special used cars that we've been purchasing. There
mm-hmm.
are just a whole bunch of stuff that isn't out on the lot yet. So what I wanted to do kind of was draw attention to that stuff because it's still going through service. And once we get it out, they're going to sell pretty quickly because everything has been lately. But we've bought a bunch of cars in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
A 2019 GMC Yukon Denali with only 50,000 miles. 2019 Highlander SUV Limited with just 3,500 miles. That's a practically brand new vehicle. We also had a guy trade in a 2020 Ford Super Duty F-250 on a larger one, actually.
Ooh.
This one wasn't big enough. But he only had it for a few months, only 1,500 miles. This is a new vehicle at a used vehicle price, 2020 F-250. It's a single-wheel XL truck. Great value there. Another vehicle here, this is a 2017 Ford Edge. It's a burgundy. This car was owned by one of our former employees here. It's been, one owner, purchased here, maintained here, and we've got that one online now, too. All these vehicles, while they're going through service, are online already, and
mm-hmm.
have their descriptions and pricing up there, so go online and check all that out. There's a beautiful white 2019 F-150 King Ranch
mm-hmm.
truck it's actually not on the ground yet. We've just purchased that one yesterday
mm-hmm.
and should be here in the next few days. We've got a 2017 Ford Expedition. It's black, 58,000 miles. We've been selling those really well, Tom. Ford Expedition right now, I think, really is growing in popularity. It's such a utility vehicle. It's beautiful. It rides well. It has great technology, and it deserves to be looked at. If you're driving a large SUV, you want to look at that or the Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple of those, new and used, in stock right now. So a couple other vehicles I wanted to draw attention to on the other end of the spectrum. These are vehicles that we've got some special deals on because we really need to sell them. They've been in our inventory a little bit too long. And we've got a 2018 Ram 2500 truck, Laramie, just 78,000 miles. we've got this one priced well below retail. Great value on that one. A 2016 Ford Explorer SUV. That's a sport model. Got a few miles on it, 143,000 miles. That's what, probably why it's still around. But this car, you can purchase it here. It's online right now for $18,659. The Black Book wholesale average price of this is $20,650. Actually, I'm a little concerned about that because I think I might be able to take it to auction and sell it for more than I've got it priced at, looking at that. But
is that one of those moments where you say, hey, wait a minute?
Wait a minute. Well, you know, that's how it goes. We go ahead, and even despite the inventory issues we're having right now, we're still doing the simple price thing. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of dealers have started adding addendums to their vehicles and adding prices or taking their prices off the website.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have to adjust our prices somewhat to the market and to the supply that we have available, but we try to still give you the very best price, the market-based price, right there up front on our website on all our new and used vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that at Dungis, any new vehicle you purchase comes with the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a true nationwide warranty. It covers good at any dealership or ASE-certified shop. It's only at Dungis, Q-certified, and it's a great value. It doesn't require you to jump through hoops to get the value of that. And, you know, I think most of our customers look at that warranty as coming, you know, with a $1,500 to $1,800 value, and that comes at no additional cost to you
mm-hmm.
when you just purchase a new vehicle from us. So that may be why we're doing so well right now. Tom.
There you go. Keeping it simple, and things are just flying off the lot. Wow.
That's right, and we still are needing cars. I know I talked about it earlier, but mm-hmm. I'll remind everybody, if you've got a car you're looking to sell, bring it down here. If you want to start the process online, you can go on there and chat with us or send us a message about your vehicle, and we'll be happy to start there. But the easiest way to do it and the way to get the most money for your vehicle is to bring it down here. We'll go over it with you and really work with you to come up with the right value for your vehicle. That's mm-hmm. We'd like to really involve the customer in that. I know a lot of times we hear from people that at other dealerships it's kind of mysterious how they come up with that number. We actually involve you in that process. Our mm-hmm. sales consultants are trained to go and evaluate the vehicle with you. We'd like to ask some questions about the vehicle so we know more about it. You know, obviously we want to be fair to you all, but we need to know what the history of the vehicle is so we can sell it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So the more about that we know, the more money we can give you for your vehicle. And that's bringing it on down here and letting us take a look at it. We can, if there's no lien on it or anything, you can get your vehicle purchased and get cash back pretty quick. If you've got a lien or are looking to, you know, to switch something up, we can definitely take care of that and help you with the payoff on your lien and stuff like that as well. So we make it really easy to sell your vehicle and without all the hassle of advertising yourself, dealing with
mm-hmm.
with you know, calls and people that you may not want to deal with. Yep. That happens.
It does.
So one other special thing we've got going on right now is some really great leases on Corollas. And, you know, we talk about that vehicle almost every show because of the great value of it. My son William drives a Corolla. He's 6'7". I'll remind people that.
He is.
But he fits in his Corolla. And, you know, that's one of the neat things about that vehicle. It's not only a great value, as everybody knows, and a very reliable vehicle, but it comes with all the safety equipment that Toyota provides, and it's you know, got the great fuel economy. It now has a hybrid model that's available. They're typically under $20,000. We've got a good selection of them right now in stock, and you can lease them for really great prices, great monthly payments. So come on in and check all that out.
Mm-hmm.
Great selection of Corollas. Right now. Our best inventory actually is in Corolla, Highlander, and Camry, so not too bad there. Looks like about 25 of those. We got a brand new GR Supra. This is a yellow one, Tom. Do you like yellow cars?
Well, it depends, but yeah, I tell you what, they get your attention.
This one would, because it's a beautiful Supra. It's the Toyota's sports car that was brought back last year, and we've been selling them fairly well. And you want to come check it out? It's on the showroom here. I know they're getting a RAV4 ready for the showroom right now. They just arrived last night. That's a great looking RAV4. I was still around at about 7 when it came in. It's an XLE trim. It's super white exterior with the black interior. And it's got a $1,250 rebate plus the Dundas discount right now. And that just hit last night.
Wow.
Better hurry if you want that one. I have a feeling it's going to go really quick.
Oh, yeah.
I know the sales managers want to put it on the showroom floor, but it may be a race.
Right now I'm hearing the clicks go mad. It's either getting on the phone tapping away or they're looking at the internet. I got to catch that.
Yeah, hurry. But, another thing about our websites is, you know, you can go ahead and you can sort by RAV4, Corolla, Camry. Mm-hmm. You can also sort by features. So, say, you want to know if it has Android Auto or Apple CarPlay or Bluetooth or premium sound. You can also sort by that, even outside of the model line. So, say, I just want to see every Toyota that comes with navigation or fog lights.
Get
the point. There's all kinds of ways to slice and dice it. Check it all out at DungeonsChoice.com. It's there every day, and we're here every day. Our great team of people are here. Michelle Gaines and Tyler Langley, Bruce and Stuart, and Ron Godwin is our sales management team. Angela Blackard is the service director. People know Angela. She's been in the community a long time, and is providing great leadership to our team. Got Mike DeVore in the body shop. Great story. Mike started here as a lot porter after finishing at Tri-County and eventually worked in the parts department for a number of years. And he completed the body shop program at Tri-County, and now he's the body shop manager.
So yeah.
It's a great story. Rich Schmitz is our parts manager. Great guy. One of the hardest working people we have in the store. He does everything around here. Lights change. People call Rich. I have to remind him to focus on the parts department. And then don't forget about my Uncle Joe. Everybody knows Joe Dillon and his legacy here in Bartlesville, former Bartlesville policeman. And but he's been here since the early 70s.
Wow-wee, that's something else.
Yes, it's great. He's a great guy, and he's here, and people always kind of come in and say hello to Joe. Joe and I will be here all day if you want to come say hi.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and pleasure being with you here on Car Talk today. The sun's going to come out, and I do believe it's going to be tomorrow. But anyway, today is still a great day to look for a car and maybe even do a test drive. Brad, thank you very much for being with us today right here on Car Talk.